Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Melody Stone. I'm with the Eureka Reporter. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am. Yourself?
I'm good. So what's the time difference there? What time is it where you're at?
It's 1900.
I have no idea what time that is.
7 o'clock in the evening.
It's what?
7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. Wow. So it's about a 12-hour time difference almost.
Pretty close.
So what high school did you go to?
McKinleyville High School.
Yeah? What year did you graduate?
2006.
2006. Okay. So, let's see. I think you and I would have been there around the same time. Wait. Because you got there in 2002? No, I left in 2002. Do you know Ashley Bailey?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she's sitting across from me. It's
Oh, wow.
Patrick Price. She says hello. Is culture shock something you experience on a day-to-day basis? And if so, how do you deal with it?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Is culture shock something you deal with on a day-to-day basis? And if so, how do you deal with it? Or something you experience on a day-to-day basis?
It's not really on a day-to-day basis. Maybe on occasion, for the most part. I'm not too... I don't work too closely with the local populace.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Do you get homesick then?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you get homesick?
On occasion, not too often. I'm fairly busy out here, so it's not really... It's always in the back of my mind, but we're focused on work so much that it's not a big issue.
Okay. So have you... Now, obviously, Iraq is super different than McKinleyville, but have you noticed any similarities?
let's see. The interaction is pretty much the same between the service members and, for the most part, the local populace and the third country populace. It's all fairly similar, but there are still some differences just between cultures.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about your job?
I think I'd have to say... the environment I work in, the guys I work with, really cool people. You get to know them real well. It's still a professional relationship, but it's also a more of a brotherhood kind of relationship at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So
we're all sharing like similar experiences and going through the same thing.
It's a professional relationship, but also a brotherly relationship, too.
Yes.
We are all going through the same things. Do you guys, like, on the base, you're on a base, right?
Yes.
And do you get out and eat the local food very often, or is it mostly just what the base provides?
For the most part, it's what the base provides.
And is that local, or is that...
The produce, I think, like the fruits and vegetables are fairly local. I'm not sure how they get those, but most of the other stuff is imported.
Is it still good?
Yes, it's no 5-star restaurant, but it's still good.
Have you gotten out to eat the local food very much?
Once or twice, I was able to. I had a chance to eat with the locals.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
It was.
And so now, I guess what are some of your favorite things about McKinleyville? Since this is, I mean, we could just kind of reminisce a little bit about what you miss about McKinleyville. Unless you just plan on staying there forever.
The weather. I like the rain, and it's not really the rainy season out here yet.
How long have you been out there?
I've been out here just over 10 months.
Okay. How long do you anticipate being out there?
I'm going to be out here just over a year total.
And then where to next?
I'll go back to Camp Pendleton, San Diego. And then I'll be there for at least another year.
So now, I guess this maybe is more of a political question, but with the election coming up, are you going to be voting absentee?
Yes. We do have the opportunity out here to vote absentee, and I will be participating in this year's election.
Now, the war and the activity in Iraq is obviously a big point on the ballot this year. Is that going to affect the way you vote?
It's one of the issues I've been considering, but, I'm still figuring out my decision.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like, it's just one of the issues, it's not your top priority being somebody that's over there, and that would affect you directly, correct?
Yes.
Got it. I'm still figuring out my decision. So what made you decide to join the military?
I knew that I wanted to join the military. I come from a military background. Almost everyone in my family and my extended family has served in the military. And then I also wanted to kind of give back to the community and experience the world a little more, see what the world has to offer.
And do you feel like you've gotten that from, you've been able to do that through, you've only been there for 8 months, but, through your experiences?
Yes.
Yes. So what's maybe been the hardest thing about these last 8 months?
I think the heat and getting used to how hot it is out here is definitely the hottest weather I've ever been in before.
It's the hottest weather I've ever been in. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. I'm sneezing. So how do you deal with the heat? Do you have sprinklers?
all the offices, or most of the offices, have AC units that are kept up, and hydration. We drink a lot of water throughout the day.
So what's your favorite thing about being in Iraq?
The gym, I'd have to say. I'd definitely get more of an opportunity to exercise and get myself in much better, healthier shape than I've ever been in before.
I get more of an opportunity to exercise and get myself in better shape than I've ever been before. Does your job doesn't require a lot of physical activity, right?
Not too much. I work mostly in front of a computer.
Okay. So I guess that's good that you get to go to the gym then.
But as a Marine, we're also held to certain standards.
Mm-hmm. But as a Marine... Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll probably be calling your parents. And do you have, like, maybe somebody here, like a best friend that I could call that would be like, yeah, I really miss them, or just be able to talk about you and maybe your decision-making process? I guess I could talk to Ashley. She's right here.
I don't really know who's still in Humboldt.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, I'll call your parents. That's cool.
Do you have two sisters?
I do.
Okay, now I remember.
Have I met you before? Because I'm really bad with meeting people over again.
I think so. Once or twice. I went to, I think I went to school with your middle sister.
Molly?
Yes.
Yes, that's my sister. And then Alice is the youngest.
That's right.
Yeah, so where did we meet then?
At Arnold's house?
Probably.
And I think I've been to, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you do look familiar.
Then the in-house church,
At the Sutters?
Yes, at the Sutters.
At Emily's house? Okay. Yeah. Nice. So, yes, I do remember you. Cool. Well, good to talk to you again. Is there anything else that I missed maybe, or you feel like you want people at home to know? Oh, I've got a question for you. Were there any misconceptions about Iraq, like being like, oh, you know, the war in Iraq and Iraq, and it's kind of a catchphrase these days. Were there any misconceptions that you had that were cleared up by going?
I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as the general populace likes to think it is. It's not as bad as they're making it out to be.
And in what ways do you mean?
I mean, it's still, a military. It's still a combat zone, but it's not. We're not being shelled every day, and we're not dealing with constant firefights and things like that. It's calmed down a lot compared to the way it's being portrayed.
It's calmed down a lot compared to the way it's being portrayed. Now, did you, like, read the news a lot before you went and had all these ideas and kind of were like, oh, wow, this is not that way? Or did they kind of brief you in boot camp, I guess?
A lot of our job, the job I do, I have to watch for local, watch politics in foreign countries, and also like local weather events, things like that. And one of the things we were watching a lot was what's currently going on in the Iraq War. And
so, what job did you have to? The job that you did when you were there?
That was back in the States, and I'm doing the same job out here.
Oh, okay. So you did that in the States, and then you're doing it here.
Yes.
And so what have you learned from that?
I guess. I guess that you kind of got to learn for yourself. I don't know, check it out. Not always just take what you see at face value, but look into it.
Not always take what you see at face value, but look into it. How would you advise doing that, since not all of us have the opportunity to just head over there and check it out? Like, oh, what is going over there? What's going on over there?
Well, like what we're doing right now, talk to people who have had firsthand experiences over there, or there's plenty of web-based forums and things where military service members get on and express their experiences in Iraq. There's also written literature from published by former members of the military are all very have good depictions of what the experience is like here.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. So your rank is, what is it exactly in layman's terms?
I'm E3, the Lance Corporal.
What is a Lance Corporal?
Like a,
is that really far up there?
Like a basic breakdown is a private PSC, Lance Corporal, Corporal, Sergeant, and then there's more beyond that, but I'm basically a third from the bottom.
Okay. Third from the bottom for all of us who don't know military ranks.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, that's kind of nice.
The most common rank.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still pretty cool. I mean, at least you're not the bottom. What's the bottom?
Private.
Private? Oh. Okay, well. He's a Lance Corporal. Oh, where is he? Iraq. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody in Iraq right now. Yeah. They're all like, oh my gosh. Oh, she thought you were in Virginia. You should talk to Bailey more often. Actually, I don't know. It's not really your responsibility. You're in Iraq. All right, well, I think I've got everything I need. Thanks for chatting with me.
Not a problem.
All right, cool. Well, have a good time and eat lots of falafel for me. Stuff is amazing.
Will do.
All right, thank you. All right, I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome.
Bye.